Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we are learning Tehillim Life Lessons, Shinra 57, in Mizmar Chaf Ches, Koyach 28. This year is dedicated in honor of my son, Rafal's Bar Mitzvah, which is today, Dalet Adar Beis. And I wish all of you simchas in your lives as well. The David Eilecha Hashem, Ekro Tsuri Al Techerash, Mimeni, Pentecheshe Mimeni. David HaMelech is davening to Hashem. Hashem, please hear my tefillas. Don't be silent when I turn to you. The Meiri, the Radak, the Shlok Kodesh, and others learn that David HaMelech wrote this chapter of Tehillim, this Mizmar, asking Hashem to help conquer his Yetzirah, that he should focus on Olam Haba, not Olam Hazeh. Do we hear what we're saying here? The Rishonim are telling us, the Mefarshim and Tehillim are telling us, why did David write this capital of Tehillim? Because just like the rest of us, he had a Yetzirah, although he killed it, as it says, Libi Chol Vekirbi, but David HaMelech was a human being, and he had a Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah was telling him to focus on Olam Hazeh. And so David turns to Hashem and Tefillah, and says, Hashem, please listen to me. I beg of you. Le David, Eilecha Hashem Ekro, to you and only you, Pasagal of David says, I call to you. Tsuri. What is Tsuri? Tsuri is a rock. Is a rock is a stronghold. David refers to Hashem as you are the power. You are Tsuri, Tsur Sheli, my power. I trust in you. I put my bitachon in you. And therefore, al techerash mimeni. David says, please Hashem, don't be silent from me. Pen techeshe mimeni, because if you will be silent from me, v'nimshalti im yardivar, perhaps the eighth hour will get the best of me. If you don't lead me and direct me in the way of Olam Haba. And this is David HaMelech talking. And I will be compared to and I'll follow in the ways of Yardevar, those who will go down to Gehenim. Therefore, David says, Shma kol tachanunai b'shavi lecha. Hashem, please hear my voice, my tefillah, my supplications, b'shavi lecha, when I daven to you. B'nasi yodai el devir kodshecha, when I lift up my hands, el devir kodshecha, to the Kodesh Kadoshim and tefillah. When a person davens to Hashem, in the Shemina Esrei, he has to view himself, as says the Chavetz Chaim. And the Rambam and Meir Nevuchim tells us a person is where his machshavas are. And the person says the Chavetz Chaim, you have to view yourself that you are in the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's Parshas Vayakal Pekudei now. These last few parshas, Truma, Tetzave, Vayakal Pekudei, about the building of the Mishkan. We have to view ourselves that we are in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Irrelevant if you're a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael, a man, a lady, you are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's no one else there. It's only you and Hashem. And that's why there's a halacha. It's real. There's a reality. There's a reality here. There's a halacha. The halacha is, you cannot walk in front of someone who is davening Shemoneh Esrei. Within Dalet Amos, let's say the person, there's a space between him and the wall, him and the table, whatever it might be. You cannot walk in front of the person when they're davening. There's something mafsik, so then the understanding is they're in front of a wall, so obviously you're not walking in front of the person anymore. Why can't you walk in front of someone who's davening? The halacha is you can't walk in front of who's davening because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And you're walking in front of somebody, the person's davening, talking to Hashem. What a chutzpah. How can you do that? There's a reality. It's true. It's real. We have to feel what David HaMelech is telling us. Eilecho Hashem Ekra, I'm turning to you in tefillah. You HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema kol tachanunai. Every single one of us, we need things from Hashem. David HaMelech needs from Hashem. What is David davening for? The spalal gam says the mafarshim gam boy la Hashem shiemali shalosoi la shkita me iskei olam hazeh. He's davening to Hashem that he should not be busy with Olam Hazeh. In life, people have tendencies to different things. Pulls that draw them in different directions. David is davening Hashem. Take my heart and direct it that it should be magnetic and clinging to the Torah, to the mitzvahs, to Olam Haba. This is what David HaMelech is davening for. Tzuri al techerash mimeni. Pentecha shemimeni. Shema kol tachanunai. I want to tell you a story. It's a personal story. David HaMelech here is davening to Hashem. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever davened for something and you didn't maybe get what you davened for? The answer is yes, of course. We've all davened and we don't necessarily get what we davened for. What's the next step? What's the next step? You davened and didn't come. You davened again and it still didn't happen. The answer is to continue davening. And I want to tell you a story. Baruch Hashem, I learn, I give different shiurim, and I thank you for listening to the shiurim, whether it's this Tehillim shiur, which was not given in a while, or the other shiurim as well, which some of you might be listening to, from wherever you are around the world. Thank you very much. But I was davening to Hashem that I want to be learning more Gemara, to cover more ground. And there are different times that I started learning faster, a little here, a little there, then my days got busier. And different responsibilities. And it wasn't happening the way I liked it to, the way I wanted it to happen. I didn't have a seder kavua in covering more and more ground. And I kept on davening to Hashem. I said, Hashem, this is my tefillah. This is what I said. I dived into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was standing there, me and Hashem, like in the Kodesh Kadosh. Like the Chavetz Chaim says, like the Rambam tells us, you are where your thoughts are. And I said, Hashem, please help me learn more Gemara on a regular basis. And I kept on davening his tefillahs to Hashem. A little while later, not so little, but I kept on davening, I get a phone call. Who's on the other end of the phone? This is Dirshu, the Dirshu International Organization, that I give a Mishnah Berurah share for them here in First Seder. They asked me, they said they're starting a new program. What's this program? Ready for this, Rabbi Yisai? Ready for this? What's the program? To learn an Amud of Gemara a day. Not a daf. Daf is two sides of the page. But to learn one Amud a day. They said, would you like to give the shiur in your neighborhood? And I think to myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ovi Shabbai Shemayim. Like we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father in heaven, heard my tefillahs, and he arranged that they will call me and ask me to give a Gemara shiur on a daily basis. And that's exactly what I'm doing now. In fact, I'm giving Baruch Hashem two a day. Which, I will tell you, besides for other reasons, is unfortunately one of the reasons my dear Tehillim shiur has not been happening on a regular basis. Because I'm very occupied, very busy. But I want everybody to understand what happened here. I'm davening for something to, what's this thing? To learn more Gemara. I get a phone call, would you like to give a shiur in Gemara? That's exactly what happened. Are we ready? Baruch Hashem finished brachas. Now we're learning Shabbos. I've told the story to people. I said, I don't think you could say any other way. I reached out to Hashem. Eilecho Hashem Ekra. To you, Hashem, I called. To you, Hashem, I call. Suri al techerash mimeni. Hashem, don't be techerash. What's techerash? Like a cherish. Like silent. Like someone who can't talk. He can't hear, so he can't hear, right? Don't create a situation that you don't hear me. Al techerash mimeni. David HaMelech concludes this capital of famous words, Hoshia Samecha, Uvarech Es Nachla Secha, Ureim V'Naseim Ad Ha'olam. There's a Bakosha request David HaMelech has. Bakoshosi. My request in the future, says David HaMelech, is Hoshia, save me from the Rishoyim. Hoshia Samech. Save Klal Yisrael from the Rishoyim. Ubeirach es Nachlosecha. Bring Hatzlacha and Bracha to Klal Yisrael. Nachlosecha. The nation Hashem Bechartu. You chose Hashem. That means you, the one who's listening to the Shir. Hashia Samech Uvarech es Nachlosecha. We're davening to Hashem. Hashem should give Bracha to his descent, to the Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, Nachal Asecha. Ureim, Hashem should guard them like the shepherd, like the Roya, Vinasim, and elevate them, Ad Ha'olam, forever. I want to tell you, there's a very famous song, there's a reason why I don't sing, but this is the tune I wanted to share with you, that tune for the story I want to share with you. I only found out recently that this song, which you think maybe came down from Har Sinai, was this tune of this song was compiled by Rav Avram Tversky, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, a man that accomplished tremendous amounts in his lifetime. Tremendous amounts. And he told his grandchildren that this is the niggun he made, Hashir Samecha, that is sung on Simchas Torah, other times as well, is what's going to get him to Olam Haba. Which is an interesting statement. I mean, he helped so many people during his lifetime. He wrote so many books. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham in his own right. And they asked him, why that tune? Why that song? And he said, because it makes people happy. And making people happy will be my ticket to Olam Haba. This is what he said. Let's listen to the words that David HaMelech is telling us here. With these beautiful words. Hoshia es Samecha. David is saying, let's turn to you. This is the end of the beginning where the Perek began. Eilecha Hashem Ekra. A person has to know that when he turns to Hashem, and only Hashem in his tefillah, and he shows his bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is a tremendous schus for his tefillahs to be answered. For Hashem to answer his tefillahs. Hoshia es Samecha. Hashem should save his nation. Uvorech es Nachlosecha. And give bracha to all of Klal Yisrael. Nachla, the portion, Hashem's portion, is this Klal Yisrael. Urim, Hashem should watch over them, like a shepherd watches his sheep. V'nasim, and lift them up, Ad Ha'olam. Ad Ha'olam can be like we discussed, is referring to Olam Haba. How do we get lifted above this world to get to Olam Haba? That's the beginning of what David HaMelech wrote this capital for, as the Meiri and the Radak and the Shlach HaKadosh says. He's asking Hashem for Siyat HaShemayah over his Yetzirah. How do you have Siyat HaShemayah to protect yourself over your Yetzirah? To connect yourself with Limud HaTorah. Connect yourself with Torah Mitzvahs. You go in the Derech, in the GPS of Limud HaTorah, of Mitzvahs, of thinking of helping other people. And not just thinking, but doing it. help other people, think of other people, v'halachta b'drachav, go in the ways of Hashem. This is Hoshia Samech, you'll ignite, you'll arouse the schus for yourself, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ureim v'naseim, will watch over you, will lift you up. When you think of others, and you do for others, and you connect yourself to Limud HaTorah and Mitzvos, Ad HaOlam, and that should be the schus you have to get to Olam Haba, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will subdue the Yetzer Hara. I wish everybody Hatzlacha, Ubracha, and Simchas in your lives.